السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We start with the name of Allah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us and to give us knowledge. Because knowledge is the greatest thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give someone. And we're going to find out why today, inshallah, with the first story of the series, the story of our father, Adam alayhi salam. Our father, yes, you have a father, and I have a father, but the father of all people in the world is one person. The great, 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 great grandfather of everyone is who? Adam alayhi salam. And the mother of everyone is Hawa. She's the great, 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 great grandmother of everyone on earth. Everyone. Yeah, your teacher, your friends, everyone. We all came from Adam alayhi salam. But before we talk about Adam alayhi salam, we want to talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, before there was anything, before this whole world, before the skies, before the stars, before the universe, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the pen to write everything that is going to happen from then until the day of judgment. And it wrote everything by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obviously created Jannah, Nar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mankind, and before us angels, and before us even jinn. The jinn, yeah, can we see jinn? No, but they're other beings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. And the jinn, some of them were good and some of them were bad. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, He created him from what? I can't hear you because you're inside the screen, but you should have said dirt or mud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of us from this, from mud, because we all come from Adam, and he was created from mud. That doesn't mean we're all dirty. That's not right. But we were all created from this mud. And then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Adam and shaped Adam and gave him every body part, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the soul in Adam alayhi salam. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew the soul into Adam, He told all of the angels, and amongst the angels there was only one jinn. His name was Iblis. Iblis didn't like Adam. He saw him as someone that was less than him. And he didn't want to prostrate to Adam. So when Allah told everyone to prostrate to Adam, they all did because they were obedient. Of course, can the angels not listen to Allah? No. لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم. Angels do everything Allah asks them. And inshallah we do too, because we're Muslimin. And we want to be like the angels in submission and in obedience to Allah, right? So they all prostrated to Adam except for Iblis. Iblis was not the nicest guy. He had something in his heart towards Adam. He said, God, I don't want to prostrate to Adam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, why aren't you prostrating when I ordered you to? He said, I'm better than him. I'm created from fire. And that's what jinn are made from, by the way. And he's created from dirt. So I'm better than him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you must leave Jannah, and I will kick you out of my mercy because of your arrogance. Arrogance. That is the worst thing someone can have. Yup, arrogance. You know what arrogance is? Arrogance is when someone thinks they're better than someone else for nothing, for no reason. Oh, I'm better than you. I'm smarter than you. Oh, I want something and I don't want my brother to have it or my sister to have it. Oh, I don't care about them. Don't be like this, because Iblis was like this. And because of this, he was kicked out of paradise, Jannah. And was our father Adam in Jannah? Yes, he was in Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, you can eat from all of Jannah. Jannah was so beautiful. It had so many fruits and so many rivers and lakes. And you can drink from any of them. SubhanAllah, Adam was allowed to drink from any of these lakes and eat from any of the trees except for one tree. Just one. And guess which one Adam alayhi salam went to eat from? See, Iblis was still there and he was able to whisper to Adam. So once Iblis was kicked out, he was on his way out and he told Adam, hey Adam, should I teach you of a tree or guide you or show you a tree that if you eat from it, you'll be in Jannah forever? And Adam alayhi salam, yeah? Yeah, you'll have a vast kingdom, bigger than anything you've ever seen. He said, okay, show me. And Adam alayhi salam forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that he can't eat from that tree. So he went and he saw this tree and he grabbed the fruit and he ate it. And then he remembered, oh, I forgot. This is the one my Lord told me not to eat from. And then he started grabbing the leaves of the tree and covering himself. And so did our mother Hawa, who was created. She was Adam alayhi salam's wife, and she's our mother. She was with Adam and they both ate from this tree. And subhanallah, what a sad time it was. That's when Adam alayhi salam, our great 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 grandfather, first disobeyed Allah. But he forgot. So then he said, oh my Lord, forgive me. I forgot. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. He taught him words of dua to make that inshallah we're going to learn later on in the stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught him this dua and he made it and Allah forgave him. But then he was sent to this dunya. What is the dunya? Dunya is this earth that we live on. This big earth that we live on, but it's nothing compared to Jannah. Our original home and where we come from is Jannah. That's where we're coming. That's where we come from. And that's where we all want to go back to. We all want to go back to Jannah. But we can only do that if we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are obedient. And we do listen to Him. We listen to our parents. We pray when we have to pray. We give sadaqah. We give charity. We do good deeds. We help others out. We're not mean to our siblings, to our friends. We're not greedy. That's what we have to do in this dunya, so that when we die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will let us go back to our original home, Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of us to go to Jannah. Ameen. So, after Adam alayhi salam came to this dunya, obviously this earth was pretty tough. It wasn't an easy place to live in. You know why? Because it's not as beautiful as Jannah. After seeing Jannah, everything just seemed less. Because Jannah is the most beautiful thing your eyes can imagine, or your mind can imagine. Your eyes never seen anything like it and will never see anything like it. It's Jannah. And the only way to go back is to be a good Muslim. And that's what we have to try to be in this life. So Adam alayhi salam was sent to this dunya, but guess who else is here? Iblis. Iblis is not a good person. Iblis just wants Adam to go to hellfire. He doesn't want Adam to go to Jannah. And he's very spiteful. He says, I'm going to hellfire because I disobeyed Allah. So I want Adam to go to hellfire with me. And I'm going to take him and all of his kids and his great-grandkids and his great-great-grandkids all the way until the day of judgment. And I'm going to try my best to make them go to the hellfire. And the way to do that, and this is his strategy, to make us all disobey Allah. So what do we have to do to stay away from Iblis? What we have to do is we have to be righteous. We have to learn the Quran. We have to make dua. Oh Allah, protect us from Iblis and his plots. Every time we get angry, Iblis starts telling us bad things to do. Every time we're playing, Iblis tries to tell us, hey, don't share your toys, don't do this, be greedy, hit your brother, hit your sister, be mean to your friend, disrespect your teacher. That's all Iblis. That's what Iblis wants us to do. But so we can go to Jannah, we have to be good. We have to prove to Allah that we deserve to go back to Jannah. And that's our home. So we have to be righteous. We have to be kind. We have to be good to our brothers and sisters and to our parents. And guess where Jannah is closest to? Jannah is closest to your mother. If you're nice to your mother, that is the fastest way to go to Jannah. Because your mother and father, when they're happy with you, then Allah is happy with you. And if Allah is happy with you, He's going to make your whole life good. And He's going to make you happy. Trust me on that. This is the short story of Adam alayhi salam. Of course, there's a lot more things to say about Adam alayhi salam. But what I want you to do is, now I'm going to leave you with some homework. Next time, we're going to have this class, and I want you to tune in. We're here for 5 days a week, and we're telling you stories about the prophets. Today is Adam alayhi salam. So as homework, and this is what I want you to do at home, I want you to draw a picture of a nice tree, and you can be very creative. Draw a picture of a big tree with someone under this tree, okay? And you can get leaves from your backyard, you can design it, you can color it, and what I want you to do with it is take a picture of it and have your parents post it on Facebook, on the Epic page, and share it with me so I can see it. And next time, inshallah, what I want to do is I want to show all of you the best, most creative picture that was sent, inshallah. So that's your homework. So you can go ahead right now and start drawing this picture and coloring it, and know that a lot of kids are going to be drawing pictures. So make sure that yours is the nicest. And make sure that you post it and share it with the Epic Facebook page, inshallah. Because I'm going to be looking at it. I'm going to be looking for the nicest picture. So that's your homework, and every session is going to have homework. So prepare yourself and lift your sleeves up, because it's going to be a fun ride with the stories of the prophets, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair, and salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Make sure you say alaykum salam.